Every year, the inventive chemists among us find means to modify a prohibited substance in some way, and then can make the claim that this is a different substance, it's not prohibited, and so we can freely sell and distribute it. And so, for example, fentanyl is a growing problem in South Dakota. Meth users will sometimes turn to fentanyl, or you'll have a mixture of fentanyl with other drugs, and then there's some fentanyl lookalikes that this bill will prohibit, and I think it tries to categorically prohibit fentanyl lookalikes.